I came to get my panties back, young man. You heard me. Why else would I be here? I know about the bet you have with my son in the Never in November contest thing. Yes, that's the one. No, not November. And I know you took my panties to help hold you over until the 30th. But that's not going to happen. So go on, get them. I don't want to hear it. Just go get my panties right now. Ugh, boys. Well, there you are, finally. I hope you don't mind I made myself at home on your couch. Gonna hand them over now? Oh, are you serious? You stored them in a fucking Ziploc bag. What a naughty, naughty boy you are. Trying to preserve that scent? I wonder just how many times you've sniffed them and rubbed my panties against your face and kissed them and rubbed something else with them, huh? Well, at least I have them back now. There's just one more thing before I leave. I want your cum. You heard me. I cannot have my son participating in this Nothing in November contest. Whatever it's called. First of all, it's not good for his prostate. Young men his age, your age, should be ejaculating a lot. And second of all, he can't afford to lose that much money on a stupid bet. So, that means you need to forfeit by losing. So I need you to come. Simple as that. Quite frankly, I'm surprised you've lasted this long from the rumors I've heard, and with my panties at your disposal. So I guess I'm proud of you for that, at least. Aw, are you blushing? Because I said I'm proud of you, young man. Well, don't let it go to your head. Because either way, this childish behavior has to stop. You boys aren't kids in high school anymore. You're adults, and you need to start acting like men. And believe me, not many men would refuse me. So go on, take your cock out. You can't. Ugh, I was afraid you'd say that. You've always been such a determined boy. Fine. Maybe you want to deny yourself for cash and to belittle my son in some way. You've always been jealous of him, haven't you? Why is that? Because he's got me for a mommy? Well, like I said, you might want to deny yourself, but grown adult women like me don't participate in juvenile things like No Nut November. If I'm horny and I want my pussy to come, I just come. In fact, you know what my cum smells like, don't you? From those cum-soaked panties you stole? I bet you're gonna miss the scent of me. Maybe I should give you one more smell. Because I'm feeling a little horny right now. And I'm not in some stupid contest. So I could just do whatever I want. Maybe I should slowly start unbuttoning my blouse. like this. One button at a time. You've always had a thing for my breasts, haven't you? Remember the red bikini I wore at the pool party this summer? It left you speechless, as I recall. It was hard for you to even string a sentence together. But even harder on another part of you, wasn't it? What? You think I didn't notice? Besides, it's only fitting that I start with my breasts. They are so big and sensitive. And you deserve a reward for lasting this long in the contest, don't you agree? You're not sure? Aw, are you worried that you might not be able to handle me slipping my top off like this? Whoopsies. I must have forgotten to put on my bra. But it feels so much better setting my big breasts free. And just slowly rubbing my hands all over them. God, they're big, aren't they? Look, I can't even cup all of one breast in my hand. I think they're bigger than your whole head. You want to come closer and see? My, is that stubborn determination of yours wavering a bit? Well, your loss. Because, my nipples are so sensitive. Pinching them just a little like this makes my pussy wet. Not to mention when a good boy wraps his lips around them and sucks them. Suckles them. You can't take your eyes off my nipples. Can you imagine your tongue right here? Licking around my areolas. Getting me wet and ready to get fucked. Oh, you can, can't you? They're better than you imagined. I have to agree with you. They are pretty spectacular in person, aren't they? So full and soft and real. Not like the girls of your generation, huh? Come on now. Why don't you be a good boy and take that cock out? It looks so uncomfortably hard in your shorts like that. I know the contest. But you have willpower, right? Just because you take it out doesn't mean you have to come. I just want you to be comfortable, that's all. And I bet you're dying to show me. Oh, there you go. Now, let me have a closer look at you. Leaning over and putting my face right here. Oh, why? by making it harder. So close that you can feel me breathing on you. Sorry. Well, it's not the biggest cock I've ever seen. But you've got some girth on you, baby. And it's definitely the most pre-cum I've seen dripping from a cock in a long time. It must be so hard to deny yourself. Especially if your friend's mom decides to continue undressing right in front of you, sliding my shorts and tiny panties off just like this. There. Now that you have me naked in your living room, what are you gonna do, huh? It's okay if you wanna stroke your cock and look at all of me while I slowly turn around and bend over a bit. See my legs, my ass, my breasts, my feet, my back, all of me. Can you smell how good I smell? Can you imagine how soft my skin is? It's fine by me, really, if you want to pump your cock. I bet you've done just that and worse, fantasizing about this very moment, haven't you? Oh, yes, you can. You have the willpower to stroke and not come, don't you? Oh, there you go. You know what? Let me help you with that leaking tib, or you'll just make a mess. I'll bend down at the waist in front of you like this, and simply lick all that yummy pre-cum off your tip. How easy. It's okay. I'm just helping you to avoid a mess. Maybe add a little lube to your cock to help you stroke it. Like this. I wouldn't want you to hurt that beautiful hard cock of yours, now would I? Just a few slow licks. Here. On. Here. Oh, and then all around here like this. See? That's better to stroke now, isn't it? Let me give it a try. Wrapping my soft hand around your cock and sliding in, up and down. Just seeing if it's wet enough. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so slick, yet warm and hard. Oh, I'd love to squeeze the cum right out of it. Oh, sweetie, you're gasping. gasping and trembling and whimpering. Doesn't this feel good? But what? Come on. You know that nothing would make you feel better than an orgasm. Just pumping out all that cum you're storing up in your balls this month. What? Oh no, not that silly bet again. It serves no purpose. I never deny my pussy. Here, I'll show you. I'll just get comfortable like this, sitting my ass down on the edge of your couch, leaning back, letting my knees fall apart, spreading my legs, opening up my pussy lips like this. See? And arching my back a bit, pushing these big titties up higher, oh, licking my glossy lips. Oh yeah, stroke it, baby. Stroke your cock for me. Oh god, does my pussy look wet? Can you smell me? My wetness? I bet you'd love a taste, too. You could put your head right here between my legs. Feel the warmth of my thighs cradling you as you feast on me. You know, some offers only come around once in a lifetime, sweetie. It's such a shame when they get squandered over some silly, meaningless bet. But who am I to tell a grown man when to stroke his cock faster and harder? Yes. Like that. To stroke it along with me. Match my motions while I slip two fingers into my wet, needy hole. And, fuck myself. You know, I've always found masturbating with someone just that extra bit dirty. Oh, it's like showing each other off. Oh, showing the other person the secrets to your body. The things only you know that bring you pleasure. Like just how to stroke your cock. How hard to squeeze. How fast to stroke. Or knowing just how many fingers to slip inside my pussy. How much pressure to put on my clit. I could come right now. I could even squirt. Oh, but I never, like to be the first one to orgasm. Must be the mom in me. Besides, seeing a cock explode for me is the ultimate in pleasure. Those thick ropes of cum flying. Oh, especially from a young, handsome stud like you. I bet you could splash me with your cum shots from all the way over there. Splash them right here onto my huge breasts. Or here on my belly, filling my cute little belly button up to the rim with cum. Oh God, or right here, all over my spread pussy slits. Or maybe you want to see me with your load coating my face. Oh, is that the one? The one you fantasized about most? Painting your buddy's mom with your spunk? Making your best friend's mom your cum rag? I'd let you. You could come anywhere right now. I'd even let you come inside me. Oh yeah, I would. How many times have you masturbated to that fantasy of knocking me up, pumping me full, breeding me? No need to whimper, sweetie. I'm not denying you. You can have it. Have me. Fuck me. Mount me. Spray me. Breed me. Feed me. You can have it all. But you have to do it now. This offer is only good for the next 10 seconds. So, get off your ass. Come here. Right in front of me, spread open for you like this. And decide. Do you really want to save your nut for some arbitrary day of the month? Or do you want to come with me? You want to be a good boy and come with me? I'm so close. If you do, I might just stop by and visit more often. If you don't, well, that's kind of what once in a lifetime means. You'll never, ever get this chance again. Your choice, sweetie. In 10, 9, 8, anywhere you can give me that cum and put that cock, anywhere you want. 7, 6, oh, my pussy's so tight and wet and horny. See? 5, 4. Oh, fuck, I bet your cum tastes so good. I bet I could get addicted to it. Imagine that. Yes. 3, 2. Anywhere you want, do it. You know you want to. Don't waste this opportunity to get what you've always wanted. Oh, damn. What number was I on again? Maybe it was 3. Oh, but who's counting, right? Come on, baby. Do it for me. Please, baby. 3. Oh, come closer. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. 2. Come closer. Closer. Smell me. Look at all of me. This could all be yours if you'd only just come. Come for me. Come for me. 1. 1. 1. Yes! Deserve a little taste after making me work for it like that. Oh, so fresh and warm and musky and delicious. Oh my gosh, sweetie, have a seat before your legs give out. You're shaking all over and practically hyperventilating. I know. That was intense, wasn't it? Just breathe. There you go. That's it. Good boy. Now, while you calm down, let me just reach into my shorts, find my phone, and then there. Now I have a pic for my son. For proof. I doubt he'd believe me that he won the bet otherwise. And he did win, didn't he? Oh, don't feel too bad, sweetie. You lasted much longer than I'd imagined, leaving my cum-soaked panties lying around for you to find and all. Oh, that shocked look on your face is so adorable. You really didn't think that I'd let anyone take advantage of my son, did you? I'm a very protective mommy. But I'm also a mommy of my word. So, if you've still got another load or 2 or 10 brewing up in those full balls for me that need to be released, I'd be happy to head up to your bedroom and work them out of your young cock for the rest of the afternoon. Oh, yes. That's exactly what I was thinking. It is a win-win for everyone this no-nut November, isn't it? Oh.